Hello again, everybody. Scott Casper for TDR-TV, InterMattWrestle.com, all of our friends around the country. What do you say we head to Buies Creek, North Carolina, where recently Billy Green announced his resignation after six long seasons at his alma mater? We're joined now by the athletic director there, Stan Williamson. Stan, how are you?
Great.
Stan, this is a big opportunity for you guys to stretch outside what for most athletic directors is a pretty comfortable area where you have coaches well in place. This is an opportunity for you guys to look across the country at, I'm sure, at a lot of different applicants for the head coaching position for wrestling at Campbell, home of the Camels. Talk to us a little bit about what you've noticed so far as interest goes in this position.
Well, so far we've had a great deal of interest, and that speaks volumes about where we are as a program, primarily because we've just added a new facility at Campbell University that came into place in the fall of 08, and it includes a new wrestling practice area as well as wrestling locker room, and it's a great facility for matches. So we've got a great new facility that's beneficial to our wrestling program, and I think a lot of people realize that and have shown a great deal of interest in our program at this point. We haven't had a lot of success recently. We did have an NCAA qualifier this year, and very proud of him. And we need someone to come in and help recruit the type of student athletes that will fit at Campbell University and be successful wrestlers, can coach them up to be the type wrestlers that will be successful, not only regionally but hopefully nationally. And someone that can fit into the Campbell mission, which is a Christian mission.
And a Christian mission, put that up there at the top for me. Your academic progress rate has improved nearly 100 points over the last 5 years, which I got to believe you're pretty proud of too. It's got to be a huge endeavor for you each and every year.
Well, the advent of the academic progress rate with NCAA, it caused everyone to have to take a second look at that. And at that point in time, we were kind of in a tough position with our program. We were in transition with coaches, and our old facility situation was pretty bad. So we had some work to do to get some guys geared up academically to do the things they need to do, and Billy Green did a great job with that. We now have to continue that as well as get our student athletes to a level of competition that would be beneficial not only to them but to the university as a whole.
Well, you talked a little bit about the East Region 97-pound champion. That's Parker Burns. He's a great example, I think, of what a student athlete looks like at Campbell University.
Man.
Yeah, and I think a lot of folks, I went to a small university to finish up my education. I started at Iowa, ended up at Drake, and that's a fairly small campus. I'll tell you what I got out of it. I got a lot of great one-on-one time with my professors. I knew my athletic director by name. It was a great experience. Talk to us about that, the academic and athletic life at Campbell. It's got to be pretty nice down there in North Carolina.
Well, we have about 4,000 students on our Buies Creek campus, but it is great to have a campus where the faculty to student ratio is relatively small. And for a smaller school, we have a wide range of academic opportunities, six different colleges where they can have a lot of different major opportunities. So we feel like we've got a pretty good situation here from an academic perspective as well as an athletic perspective. And we have some of the finest young people you'll find anywhere coming to Campbell University, and we're certainly proud of that.
What kind of support does President Jerry Wallace offer you and the athletic department when it comes to not only budget but long-term planning for the retention of the athletic offerings that you currently have, but the addition to the athletic offerings as well?
Well, we have been in a mode of addition rather than subtraction, which I'm very proud of. We have not only added women's swimming and indoor track for men and women a few years back, but we added football a few years ago. So we have been in the mode of adding as well as adding facilities on this campus. So we haven't had to look at cutting and changing things. And I'm very thankful that wrestling has always been at the top of that list to continue to support and bolster in our program. The difficult thing for wrestling is it doesn't always fit within the normal conference association, so we've had to shuffle that around from time to time to get right competition level for them to play with a group and so forth. But we have gotten great support for our wrestling program, and of course the new facility is a big part of that. And of course at a Division I program, we are budgeted it's all relative to who you compare yourself to. In some cases, we feel pretty good about it. In other cases, we wish we had more money. But I think that's probably the case for everybody around the country.
Isn't that incredible, though, that, you know, we have what we have and we are able to make some nice strides forward? And I look at the strides forward that you folks have made down there, not just with NCAA qualifiers, but also the fact that, you know, Campbell has become a destination point for so many student athletes that they're finding at home. And what a beautiful part of the country North Carolina is, especially Buies Creek. It is just absolutely gorgeous. And it's one of those places I think would be a fine destination as far as potential work site for anybody. What a great family. And right. Maybe that's something you could talk a bit about, because a university of this size with this 3,500 or so student athletes, it can be a nice place to call home.
It is. We have about 400 student athletes in all our programs, a little over that. And we feel like we have our own little Mayberry here in North Carolina. It's a relatively small town, but we're very close to Raleigh and Fayetteville, and only 10 miles off of I-95. So it's kind of the ideal situation. We don't have to fight traffic every day, although if we want to do something that's, you know, go to a movie, go to dinner, shopping, those type things are very close by. It's only a short 30 to 45 minutes to Raleigh and some of the places that we go. And, of course, as in everywhere in the world today, there's Walmart very close by. So,
yeah.
We feel like it's a great place to live and kind of has the best of both worlds.
I think wherever five people gather, a Walmart will follow. As a matter of fact, they're scheduled to open up 1,000 Walmarts next year in India alone.
Wow.
That's a whole lot of Walmarts. We're talking with the athletic director at Campbell University, Stan Williamson. Stan, I think it's kind of amazing that in a short period of time, I've had an opportunity to talk to you. 2 days ago, I had a wonderful interview with Dave Obel, who will be inducted in the Hall of Fame here the first part of June in Stillwater, Oklahoma. And, you know, he talks with great affection about his days at Campbell as well. And then he had an incredible student athlete who ended up becoming the head coach there in Billy Green.
Absolutely.
What were your feelings when Billy came to you and said, hey, you know, this is what Liza and I are going to be doing, and you know, I think he's going to remain a part of the staff there, but, you know, professional opportunities abound, and everybody takes different opportunities for different reasons. But what was your initial response?
Well, Billy, of course, was a student athlete here, and I was here when he was still wrestling, and he became an assistant for Coach Obel, and very proud of his accomplishments. He was an NCAA qualifier and an outstanding wrestler in his own right. And really felt like he had all the makings to being a successful head wrestling coach. But I think over the last several years, he's just come to the realization that there are other things in life that he'd like to do. And he's now married and they have a child on the way. So there are just other interests in life. And he just was man enough to come and say, look, I need to do something else. And I think he's got some plans to change direction in his life. And I'll tell you exactly what I told him. I said, we'll never find a better person than Billy Green.
Wow.
Because he's an outstanding individual. And he'll do well at whatever he does. So we wish him the very best. And certainly disappointed that he won't be around in the same capacity, but proud that he's going to find his niche and find his purpose and do well at whatever that might be.
Yeah, he and Liza are expecting their first child in July, a new baby on the way. New baby on the way. If you'd like more information about Campbell University, you can go online to gocamels.com. Click on the wrestling link or click on the athletic link, and you certainly can find out more about the athletic department. What should people be doing, Stan, to you know, qualify candidates, at least to be considered? What should they be doing as far as getting you their application, getting you their resume and things like this?
Yeah, they need to get that information in as quickly as possible, because we are starting to review those information pieces at this time. So if they haven't gotten it in already, please send it in to myself. Our application information is on the Campbell University website, employment website, as well as NCAA website.
Is it becoming more difficult to go through a hiring process? And this is from an AD's perspective, Stan. I know it, every school is different, especially the state schools versus private, but is it getting more difficult to go through the hiring process, or is it about the same? I would think it's getting more difficult.
Well, it's certainly very time consuming. You know, I've been in this business for over 20 years, and I don't know that it ever has not been time-consuming, so it just takes a lot of time to review information and talk to people and answer the phone and the different things you got to do to find the person you need in your position. Certainly the search firms that are out there these days have a part to play in that, but it still takes a lot of time and effort on the part of the athletic director and staff to find the best candidate for your position.
And in the end, the best result, of course, is a long-term hire, somebody that's going to be with you for as long as you need them, and certainly as long as they can keep that position. I mean, that's the best goal for everybody. So
sure.
It's in everybody's best interest to hire the best candidate, and sometimes that takes a little longer than others. Stan Williamson, our guest. Stan, what would you like people to know most about the university, the staff, the academic life? What's a good selling point for you guys?
I think, number one, we're a Division I, very competitive athletic program, but we probably have one of the best family atmospheres you'll find at any Division I program in the nation. The small campus helps us to maintain that, and we have coaches and staff that promote that family atmosphere, and we just feel like the student-athletes that are here are our sons and daughters and kind of treat them that way. And some days that's a good thing, and some days that's a challenge. But we feel like this is a big family here, and we try to prepare them for not only their athletic competitions, but for life.
You know what? If I was qualified, I'd absolutely be making my candidacy aware. I would like to live in North Carolina. I can tell you that right now. And it's been an awful nice pleasure talking to you, getting to kind of investigate the possibility that is the head coaching position at Campbell University. And I got to believe that a qualified candidate is probably already in the stack and ready for you to invite in for an interview. I think it'll be a tremendous opportunity for anybody that is looking for a long-term relationship with a great university and a great athletic program. So good job by you. I appreciate you taking the time, Stan. I truly do.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you calling.
For all of us at Takedown Wrestling Radio, for our friends at intermatwrestle.com and the greater world of wrestling, this has been Scott Casper with Stan Williamson, the athletic director at Campbell University.